local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy to be starting a new week with you. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Your interaction, always appreciated and welcome. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. We typically are busy on a Monday. That is no different here today, and we'll get started right off with our top three stories on this Monday, February 26th. Number one, an active-duty U.S. Air Force service member is now dead after setting himself on fire, saying he'll no longer, quote, be complicit in genocide. This happened outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Video from the scene shows Aaron Bushnell saying he's resorting to an extreme act of protest, which he said is still nothing compared to what Palestinians have been enduring. The Supreme Court today appears to be divided after hearing arguments in cases involving how social media companies handle online content. The court is examining Republican-backed laws in both Florida and Texas that were put in place over claims that TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and others dislike conservative speech.
If platforms that passively host the speech of billions of people are themselves the speakers and can discriminate, there will be no public square to speak of.
The laws were enacted in 2021 after the companies banned former President Trump from their platform. Some of the justices expressed concern the laws could rather cover other platforms like Uber, Google, and Amazon Web Services. The social media companies have compared themselves to newspapers who can't be told which information to publish. Also, a quick turnaround for Donald Trump and Nikki Haley as Michigan's primary is tomorrow. Despite Trump easily winning in Haley's home state on Saturday, Haley says she's not going anywhere, saying the idea is to give GOP voters an option other than the former president. So far, Trump has cleaned up in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Those are today's top three stories around the nation and world. Here locally, Escambia County leaders confirming the death investigation that is continuing this hour following a work-related incident that happened this morning just after 9 along Detroit Boulevard near Cove Avenue. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is leading that investigation after a county employee died while the crew was clearing trees in that area. County Administrator Wes Moreno, in a statement, extended condolences to the family, friends, and co-workers, saying, quote, "This is a difficult time that we will all navigate together." Also, the big story here locally involving the American Magic sailing team as pen to paper now. Last week, the Pensacola City Council signed off on the lease agreement for the American Magic team to make the Port of Pensacola their permanent headquarters. A signing ceremony took place at the port today.
When we showed up in New Zealand to start sailing, and we were out in the back paddock there, and we're sailing around, we're doing our race laps, and one of the guys came through the comms and said, "Geez, thank God we were sailing in Pensacola, because it's exactly like what we're experiencing here." So that regatta went the way it went, and now we're in Barcelona, Spain. And we spent the last 2 months of sailing Patriot out in the Gulf of Mexico, which happens to be exactly like the waters off of Barcelona, Spain.
That is Terry Hutchinson, the skipper of the team, says not only does Pensacola Bay provide a perfect flatwater venue, but if they prefer to train in rougher seas, obviously the Gulf of Mexico is always nearby. The principals for both the city and American Magic met at the port to sign the lease agreement, and now the work is continuing to build the headquarters, with the target date of late 2024, early 2025. Also in our local headlines today, a new nonprofit foundation being established by Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson to support employees of his office.
Right now we have two deputies that medically are not doing very well. One has cancer, another one has liver failure.
Oh,
and so, yeah, and, you know, when you start talking about chemo treatments and you start talking about, you know, other things that you need, dialysis things, anything like that, that can be pretty expensive. Even though we have a great health insurance program, the deductibles can be, you know, pretty good.
And Johnson says with the foundation, they'll be able to take donations, which can be helped to aid employees in need for community engagement events as well. The Star Foundation is currently undergoing the 501c3 licensing process. Also, a Pensacola woman is being held in jail on no bond after a stabbing that was reportedly caught on Facebook Live video. A 19-year-old Nikyla Moore is facing an attempted homicide charge. The incident allegedly took place on February 3rd. According to Channel 3, Moore was engaged in an argument with somebody online over comments that were made about her kids. Moore reportedly gave the victim her address and told her to come over and fight. That fight was streamed on Facebook Live and allegedly showed Moore stabbing the victim with a kitchen knife. The victim was said to have a laceration in her arm about 4 inches long and over 2 inches wide. Also, hearing from Commissioner Jeff Bragosch, he talked to our friends at Studio 850 regarding the highly anticipated new boat ramp on Lillian Highway.
They've dredged the entire channel all the way out to the poles. We've walked all the way out to the waterfront. They're going to have gazebos, camping areas, nice playground for the kids, 60 parking spots capable of pulling the long trailers, and lots of area to walk, just a beautiful wooded setting. This is going to be the best boat launch in the entire county, if not the region.
And Bragosch says the ramp was supposed to open next month, but there have been a few snags in the final stages of construction. The ramp was funded mostly with BP oil spill money. The county did have to add additional funds because the construction cost increased while they were going through the permitting process to build that. And Austin, you mentioned on Friday that you were going to try with no certain guarantee of making it to Pensacon. Just curious, were you able to make it down to the Bay Center?
Unfortunately, I was not. Did you ever go by the way?
I didn't know. We had plenty of pictures. Andrew McKay, I think he went a couple of days, so he posted a lot.
Yeah, he had a lot.
Pictures on news radio and the Cat Country social media accounts. Obviously, looks like everything went well. A lot of fun was had. And, of course, the costumes are always very interested to see. And, you know, they always do this is that once they wrap up, they already put out some of the guests' confirmation for the next year's events. So the dates are going to be February 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's going to be Valentine's weekend 2025. The Space Marines for Aliens, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but if it does to you, okay. Two All Elite Wrestling stars, Orange Cassidy and Deanna Perrazzo, and then Has-Been Hotel stars, Blake Roman, Erica Henningsen, and Amir Talaev. So that is the first lineup of guests that were announced over the weekend. But, of course, Pensacon always a good time for folks that go down, so glad to see the weather was absolutely pristine for that weekend. And right now, we'll check and see how the weather is for the week to start off here. We'll start with that, and then we'll get our traffic notes here as we start. I, as of now, don't believe I have anything from Channel 3, and I meticulously combed through the email because
this
I made
time,
the mistake
yeah.
of not doing that the last time I threw Alan under the bus. But no, I do not have anything. So you'll just do it myself. Right now we're at 69 degrees, getting down to around 62, so it's going to be pretty mild overnight, both tonight, tomorrow as well. A little bit of a cool down Wednesday night, but until Wednesday we'll see partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s, so fairly nice start to the week there. 416, how are the roads looking?
Thank you, Joe. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, we have some pretty severe backups in that area there. Also have a little bit of issues near the intersection with Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Just some minor congestion here and there on things like North Davis Highway, West 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. And of course, the usual hitters. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach and then a bit closer to Tiger Point, we've got some backups there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach closer to Highway 87. And if you're on Caroline Street traveling westbound going over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got backups in that area as well. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida on this Monday. Two more kids diagnosed with measles in Broward, bringing the county total to 8. Former State Surgeon General Scott Rivkes says concerned parents should get their children vaccinated immediately.
If you have not been vaccinated and you're exposed to measles, meaning you're in an area where somebody who's had measles or developing it for 2 hours, you have 90% chance of getting measles.
And meanwhile, State Surgeon General, the current one, Dr. Joseph Latipo, has raised eyebrows by leaving it up to parents to send kids back to school, immunized or not. The federal government recommends staying at home to stop the spread.
And some Florida student athletes could soon get the chance to make money off their name, image, and likeness. The state's high school athletic association discussed its first NIL proposal during a board of directors meeting earlier today. The plan would allow student athletes in the Sunshine State to join sponsor agreements, but would be banned from using their school's uniform or logo name. They would also be prohibited from signing NIL deals tied to nicotine products, cannabis, or gambling.
Also, Governor DeSantis is on the clock when it comes to the social media bill that would ban youth 16 and under from having social media accounts because the House and Senate sent it to him early. He has until this Friday to sign, veto, or just let it go into effect.
The fact that we're even having this drama is a sign to me that his power is weakening. It's a sign that the legislature felt they could and should send the bill early like this.
That is House Democratic Leader Fentress Driscoll. She says during the last 2 weeks of the session, she's going to be fighting to make sure the finalized budget is balanced and equitable, and tomorrow is the last day for regularly scheduled committee meetings.
And the Florida Lottery is launching four new scratch-off games this week. The Lucky Green, Bonus Letter Crossword, Jeopardy, and 777 will cost between $2 and $10 per ticket. The agency says the new games will have more than $300 million in total cash prizes. Lottery retailers are expected to have the tickets in stock within the next 2 days.
Also, UCF student Jack Sweeney is blasting the court order, preventing him from tracking and sharing Taylor Swift's private jet location. He says he's just using publicly available information.
Figure out which planes are what, and then you can look up who owns what planes. And I wrote a program to automatically post the planes that I want to certain social media accounts, and that's what I did.
Sweeney's legal team says his social media posts are protected speech, and Sweeney himself says he continues to track Swift's jet despite the legal threats. Coming up in our second half hour, another Florida story involving the first Florida Man Games. Those happened on Saturday in St. Augustine. I remember previewing those when we first announced that they were coming out. Mm-hmm. Pretty fun events, pretty funny events, and we'll have some funny audio from that too. 420, we will take a break there. We've got national headlines when we return. Hour number one off and running on a Monday, Pensacola right now.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this Wednesday morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the South Carolina primary and the Republican field as it goes forward, plus President Trump's very unusual comments about black people and whether they identify with him because he's persecuted also, and several different local legal issues, everything from the Skanska lawsuit to the Pam Childers versus Escambia County lawsuit to the Supreme Court of the U.S. hearing about a bill that was authored in part by Alex Andrade. Find all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting tomorrow. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. There wasn't anything standing out too much, just seemingly a lot of evening traffic. That appears to still be the case now. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, we've still got some pretty severe backups in that area. Maybe a little bit on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. We may have a little bit here and there on Mobile Highway and 9 Mile Road. Same thing, of course, can be said about Pine Forest and North Davis Highway, but once again, that's just splotches of backups, nothing too severe. We do have some pretty heavy issues if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, or westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Wind Haven Beach. And then lastly, we've just got minor issues if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. That's if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street.
Warm weather overnight with low temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. It'll be partly cloudy. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. The next couple of days, highs will be in the mid to low 70s. Wednesday, we've got a cool front that heads this way, brings us a slight chance for rain and a little bit of a cool down for the latter part of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 426 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Right before we get to our national headlines, our top local story involved an unfortunate mishap at a work crew for the Escambia County Public Works. They were cutting trees down in the area of Detroit Boulevard near Cove Avenue. Unfortunate death there. Within the last 40 minutes, the Escambia Sheriff's Office did put out a statement, as they are the ones that are leading that investigation. They say that while the workers were cutting down a tree there, the tree swung and struck the boom arm. A 59-year-old male employee was knocked from his bucket to the ground, and he was not wearing a helmet or harness at the time and was pronounced dead on scene by Escambia County EMS. So that is the update there from the Escambia Sheriff's Office on that unfortunate and tragic incident that happened this morning in the area of Detroit Boulevard and Cove Avenue. Continuing on here with our national headlines, lawmakers back on Capitol Hill this week with just a handful of days to strike a deal to fund the government. Parts of the government will shut down Friday night if Congress fails to act. A full shutdown would be possible by March 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says leaders had not yet reached a compromise on spending bills, blaming House Republicans for the delay. Speaker Mike Johnson, meanwhile, says Democrats are making last-minute demands that are holding up those negotiations.
And Hunter Biden will testify behind closed doors Wednesday in the impeachment inquiry of his father, President Biden. That inquiry suffered a major setback following the recent indictment of an ex-FBI informant. The Justice Department indicted Alexander Smirnov on allegations that he made up information.
An ally of Alexei Navalny says a prisoner swap was close to happening before his death. In a video on YouTube, the associate says talks were in the final stages to exchange Navalny and two unnamed U.S. citizens for a Russian hitman imprisoned in Germany. The medical report stated Navalny's cause of death was natural. President Biden, though, has repeatedly said that Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible.
And a missing American couple is believed to be dead after escaped inmates allegedly hijacked their yacht in Grenada. Kathy Brindle and Ralph Hendry from Virginia were last seen a week ago at a beach on the island nation. Police located their boat and captured the three escaped criminals that allegedly stole it. Authorities said they found evidence that suggests the pair were killed, but their deaths are yet to be confirmed.
Donald Trump is appealing the verdict in his New York civil fraud case. The judge in the case recently ordered him to pay more than $450 million in fines and barred the former president for 3 years from running a business in New York.
And lastly, officials say that the suspect in the death of a University of Georgia student entered the U.S. illegally. Jose Ibarra was arrested for the murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose body was found last week in a wooded area near the school. Ibarra is from Venezuela and reportedly came to the U.S. in 2022. He's charged with felony murder, false imprisonment, and kidnapping, and concealing the death of another. There's no evidence that Ibarra knew Riley, and police said her death was a crime of opportunity.
If just joining us, our top three national and world stories: an active duty U.S. Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire yesterday, saying he no longer will be complicit in genocide. This happened outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Today, the Supreme Court hearing arguments over cases involving how social media companies handle online content, specifically laws in Texas and Florida that were put in place over claims that TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and others dislike conservative speech. And tomorrow, after the defeat of Nikki Haley in South Carolina, Michigan now the center stage, their primary tomorrow. Nikki Haley still in the race. Donald Trump forecasted to win. 4:30 right now, we'll get our sports headlines coming right back after Fox News.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden set to visit Brownsville, Texas Thursday as he continues to push for a bipartisan Senate bill that includes billions for border security.
He will discuss the urgent need to pass the Senate bipartisan border security agreement, the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border in decades.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre. Voters will head to the polls in Michigan tomorrow as Donald Trump looks to increase his lead in the Republican primary. Fox's Grady Trimble is in Detroit.
Former President Trump is expecting a big win here in Michigan, and if the polls leading up to tomorrow are correct, he could win by an even larger margin than he did in South Carolina against the former governor of that state, Nikki Haley.
The primary is the last major contest before Super Tuesday next week. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting quarterly results after the market close, Zoom Video blew past expectations for earnings. The video conferencing company also topped estimates for revenue and announced a $1.5 billion share buyback. In response, Zoom shares are soaring 10% in after-hours trading. No major moves in either direction by stocks in the regular Monday session. The index is finished slightly lower. The S&P 500 eased 19 points. The Dow Industrials dipped 60 62 and the Nasdaq Composite shed 20. New home sales in January came in below economists' estimates as mortgage interest rates remained elevated. Sales of new single-family homes rose 1.5%, according to seasonally adjusted numbers from the Census Bureau and the Department of Housing, but that was a slower pace of growth than expected. As for U.S. oil futures, they moved solidly higher today. April crude jumped 1.4% to settle at $77.58 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Looking back at the 2020 NFL Draft, four teams picked a wide receiver before Justin Jefferson. The next day, Jefferson told me that the four teams who passed on him were all going to pay. Jefferson has been sensational, and now it's time for Minnesota to pay up and keep him long-term. And I don't get what's taking so long, and the Vikings should have got a deal done last year, but anything short of giving him a contract extension this offseason is inexcusable and really a disaster. I'm Zach Gelb.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Get ready for the live tennis event of the year, the Netflix Slam, on March 3rd at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Join 22-time Grand Slam champion and tennis legend Rafael Nadal as he takes on world number two, Carlos Alcaraz, and witness a tennis showdown like never before. This live Netflix sports event promises unparalleled tennis action, so don't miss the thrill. Mark your calendars for March 3rd, 12:30 p.m. Pacific. It's Game, Set, Match on Netflix.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Wasn't doing too much touching on Pine Forest Road. That's one that typically gives us a lot of trouble, but it was looking pretty mild. I reckon that was the cause before the storm, because we do have a traffic accident there now. But it's pretty close to I-10, but it looks like it's causing issues in the northbound lane if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Either way, we do have a lot of backups in that area, so be on the lookout for that, and hopefully the issues will die down sooner rather than later. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some evening traffic causing issues in that area as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, is still backed up. Same can be said about traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Wind Haven Beach. And last but not least, we have a little bit of issues on Caroline Street, but very minor. They're just now developing. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards Chemukla Highway.
Warm weather overnight with low temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. It'll be partly cloudy. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. The next couple of days, highs will be in the mid to low 70s. Wednesday, we've got a cool front that heads this way, brings us a slight chance for rain and a little bit of a cool down for the latter part of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Sitting at 69 degrees right now, partly sunny skies. Mild low tonight with just around 62 degrees. 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to our number one of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. If you have been listening for any length of time, you probably know that Austin is a fan of Wake Forest. Over the weekend, Wake Forest getting a big win over the Duke Blue Devils, in the process destroying college basketball as we know it.
Yeah.
So congrats for you on that.
Yeah, okay. So I'll give the real story. After Wake upset Duke 83-79, they stormed the court. If you've ever watched collegiate athletics, you know that this is a tradition. Team stormed the court, they stormed the field, whatever. Well, Blue Devils center Kyle Filipowski was in the way of that, and he got hurt in the process. I believe his coach said he had a sprained knee. As a result of the altercation, Duke head coach John Shire has demanded action to be taken against court storming, and many others have called for the practice to be banned.
Yeah,
I wholeheartedly disagree with this.
I'm shocked.
Well, and that's the thing. I let the record show this has nothing to do with Wake Forest winning. If Duke had upset Wake and they stormed the court, I'd be saying the same thing. That's part of what makes college athletics so awesome. Every time you turn around, whether it be on ESPN, Fox, whatever, you have like pictures of a court being stormed, like embodying college football, like if it's on the field, or March Madness or something, these big upsets, and the university posts them too. They love this. They love this practice. And these players, I hate to say it, I hate to sound so inconsiderate, but they need to get off the court sooner. Every time I've seen an athlete, it's been in football, it's been in basketball. Every time I've seen an athlete have an altercation with fans post-game, they are dragging their feet, knowing that the stampede's coming right at them. They need to get out of the way. And I understand that they need to be entitled, you know, to some safety. But, Joe, I gave you this comparison. I was in a car accident a few years back because someone ran a red light. I was entitled to safety then because I had the right of way, but I didn't get it because of a moron. If these college kids, especially if they were drinking beforehand, if they're angry, they are not angry, but if they're moronic and they're mobbing towards the court, you can't count on them to promise you safety. You have to be the aware, smart person and get out of the way.
I don't know what the answer is. I do think that there should be a happy medium here where you can let college students have their fun while at the same time ensuring that people who are on the court get off safely. you don't hear about this in the NBA. I think it's more of a – I mean, tickets are more expensive, so the crowd tends to be a bit, you know, more subdued perhaps. But there are interactions from time to time, and people get banned.
Yeah, they do.
There was an interaction just last week between Russell Westbrook and a fan. There was one that went viral last week or this weekend with KD. Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fans, look, you have the security that are all over the place, and then the player says, this person's got to go, and it's no questions asked. They're out. And I feel like college basketball, the NCAA, has to come down with something that says, look, hey, if you're found to do this, because the fines to the universities aren't working, right? I mean, we see this with the SEC.
Clearly they, not, I guess.
It's, what, $250,000 every time there's a field storming
about the SEC
in college
getting
football.
Fined, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to stop anybody because most universities, I think, are, you know, happy to pay it. But, you know, thankfully, Filipowski, yes, he got injured, but hopefully it's not a long-term thing, but there's, of course, the risk that it wouldn't be. Caitlin Clark, who we've talked about and I believe to be the face of college basketball, women or men, she had a similar incident where after a loss at Ohio State a month or two ago, she got plowed into somebody who I don't think was actually a fan. It was somebody who was covering there, and they had a camera, but still the fact remains that she was in harm's way. And you know, we're talking about Caitlin Clark, who's, you know, the star of college basketball, and say that the fan didn't hit her up high but went into her knee and she tears an ACL or, you know, God forbid something worse and yeah. Obviously is looking at major income loss as a result of that. So if something isn't done, something like that is going to happen, which will bring this all about again, and then there's going to have to be changes. So I don't know what those are. I don't know that the universities are going to want to shell out however many thousands more for the protection of players on the court or not. But I think something needs to be done. But I also recognize that, hey, it is a college arena. These are college kids coming out to see their team play. And, yeah, they're going to storm the court. Maybe there's a say, hey, give us 5 minutes and then everybody come. I don't know. But I think something's going to be done here. Speaking of college basketball, doubleheader on ESPN, Miami and North Carolina. That starts at 6 o'clock, Baylor, TCU at 8. You've got, the NFL Combine starting this week. Over 300 of the best college football players getting the chance to showcase their skills. I think the actual workouts start on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, but probably some interviews going on with teams. I know top prospects, you know, there's always a debate, oh, how come he's not throwing or how come he's not working out? And I've already hearing about it with Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison. So a lot of the top guys at
the very
top.
Your two
top
heroes,
that's
Caleb
right,
Williams
that's
and
right.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, it stings me a little more this year. But no, I have no problem with that. I think that by and large, it is for players to show off their skills, but oftentimes NFL teams use it, yes, to scout, but it's really more about the meetings that they get to have with prospects, as well as when it's a lot of business gets done between general managers. You know, they're all there in the same town. You got the hotels that they go to afterwards,
yep.
And they say, hey, how do you feel about this player, and how would you like this pick? And so I would expect a lot of that to come out of this week. 4:45, we'll get an update on our roads and weather now. We'll start with Alan.
Skies overnight will be partly cloudy, and it's going to be a warm one with overnight lows between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. High temperatures will be in the low 70s. Wednesday, a front heads this way, brings us a 20% chance for rain, but still warm highs in the mid to low 70s on Wednesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. As far as the roads go, Austin?
Well, the main problem you're going to have right now is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. We typically have evening traffic pretty rough over there anyway, but we do have an accident report near there as well. It seems to be right when you're getting off of I-10 West, so be on the lookout for that. Hopefully that congestion will at least lessen some as time goes on. If you're traveling, let's see here, eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, we still have minor congestion here and there. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Wind Haven Beach, got issues in that area as well. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be anything that's standing out to me.
All right, thank you very much. 4:46 now, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Big news, if you were an AT&T customer afflicted by last week's network outage, you are getting a $5 credit In a statement, the cellular provider says that customers will receive it within 2 billing cycles, so not all at once. So you're going to have to save it over for 2 months there to get your complimentary Starbucks paid for by AT&T. Of course, the disruption started early Thursday and was a major headache for many, with phone services limited. Austin, if you were an AT&T customer, would you be accepting of that? Would you be insulted by that? Where do you land on that?
I mean, I would take it, but I wouldn't be like surprised. I'd be like, okay, $5. Like, they could have given him nothing, to be fair.
Like, hey, sorry it happened.
Yeah, welcome to technology. They could have given you one of those. So I mean, $5, I'll take it. It's better than nothing. The first U.S.-built spacecraft to land on the moon since 1972 is alive and well after tipping onto its side. Houston-based Intuitive Machines says that all indications are that the lander is stable and at the intended landing site near the moon's south pole. Shares in the company nearly doubled on word of its successful landing, only to tumble around 30% in a late-day sell-off on Friday after word came out of the slight mishap.
New home sales rose in January despite higher mortgage rates. That from the Commerce Department. They say new home sales edged up 1.5% to an annual rate of 661,000 units last month. The increase is less, though, than industry analysts expected.
And the merger deal between Kroger and Albertsons is in jeopardy after the Federal Trade Commission sued to block the deal. The FTC alleges that the deal, which would be the largest supermarket merger in U.S. history, would create higher prices for consumers. The deal was announced in 2022 and looked to combine the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the country.
Pop culture notes Alec Baldwin's trial in connection to the death on the set of his film Rust will start this summer. Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer, was killed by accidental gunfire back in October of 2021. Jury selection in the involuntary manslaughter trial will start July 9th.
And according to the not always reliable British tabloids, Taylor Swift has banned Travis Kelce from going to strip clubs, and she gave him $500,000 to, quote, upgrade his wardrobe. Supposedly, this isn't her trying to change him. She's just helping him evolve to meet his new level of fame.
Scale of 0 to 10, 0 being complete BS, 10 being it's absolutely true. Where do you fall on that?
I'll say 3.
I think that Travis would be insulted by that, not by so much him being banned by from going to strip clubs, but Taylor Swift giving him $500,000 to upgrade his wardrobe. That would be a huge offense to me. If I had the name, my personality, and the money that I have, I would not need $500,000 from anybody to upgrade my wardrobe or to make it fit how somebody else should feel. So I'm at a total 0. I don't think any of this is true.
Well, yeah, he's known for his having swagger and being like a pretty boy. So he would probably be one of the last, at least white NFL players to need a revamp like that. The first ever Miss USA has died at the age of 93. Jackie Lowry passed away in Los Angeles on Friday. The Miss USA organization announced her death on social media, calling her a trailblazer in the world of beauty pageants.
Ryan Gosling is set to perform at the Oscars. I'm just kidding. Played it just for you.
Oh, thanks.
Gosling is performing I'm Just Ken from Barbie. The track is nominated for Best Original Song. I think it'll win. The Academy Awards take place on March 10th.
Man, that's like the movie equivalent to like Taylor and Travis. I'm getting tired of hearing about Barbie and I'm Just Ken. And you're probably a big reason why. The first trailer is being released for Kevin Costner's Horizon. The film is the first of a 4-part series about the American West. Horizon Chapters 1 and 2 will have a dual theatrical release, with the first releasing on June 28th and the second on August 16th.
All right, pretty interesting wacky stories and good news here as we wrap up our number one. We'll get to those next.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife and nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been?
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got a lot of backups there. That's typically the case, but we got an accident report seemingly in the north lane if you're just getting off of I-10 West, so be on the lookout for that. We'll let you know how that congestion looks as time goes on. Traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway and near the Oriole Beach area traveling towards Tiger Point, we've still got some backups there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 coming from Windhaven Beach. We've got some typical evening traffic in that area as well. Outside of that, there does not appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for overly long.
Warm weather overnight with low temperatures in the 60 to 65 degree range. It'll be partly cloudy. We'll see sun and clouds during the day on Tuesday. The next couple of days, highs will be in the mid to low 70s. Wednesday, we've got a cool front that heads this way, brings us a slight chance for rain and a little bit of a cool down for the latter part of the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of today's top three stories if you're just joining us. An active duty U.S. Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire, saying he'll no longer be complicit in genocide. It happened outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court hearing arguments today involving the cases about how social media companies handle online content. They're looking into Republican-backed laws in both Texas and Florida that were put in place over claims that TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and others dislike conservative speech. And a quick turnaround for Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Of course, Trump easily won the state of South Carolina, Haley's home state. But as we have discussed at length, Haley says she's not going anywhere. Thanks so much for wasting her time and ours. She says the idea is to give GOP voters an option other than Trump. So far, he's cleaned up in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands as well. 4:56 now. Pretty interesting, wacky stories. We'll start here in the state of Florida over the weekend, Saturday, the inaugural Florida Man Games. Based on reports, it looks like it was a smashing success. Thousands of people showed up in St. Augustine to watch competitions like the Mullet Contest, Mud Duel with Pool Noodles, and Evading Arrest Obstacle Course, which featured actual police officers chasing the contestants.
Drinking beer, having fun with our friends, and then jousting somebody.
Wild, messy, and hilarious. Alligators, nudity, and drugs. We couldn't get nudity and we couldn't get drugs, but we definitely got alligators out there for sure.
Man, honestly, because I love God and I love America, and I'm here to be a Florida man.
What?
One out of three on the alligators, nudity, and drugs, but hey, 333 batting average will put you in the Hall of Fame.
Very nice.
One of the judges, Lori Fetrick, says the only, I guess, downsider thing to improve on was there weren't any competitions for women. If you're not sure who Lori Fetrick was, she played Ice on American Gladiators. So she said, hey, let's get some events for women or just hold a separate Florida Women Games event. So looks like it's coming back, and I think people are pretty excited about it.
That does imply that, yeah, it's gaining traction pretty fast. A 36-year-old woman was in a car accident 7 years ago and filed a lawsuit for $825,000 because she was left disabled. Well, since then, the case had been tied up for a long time until recently. The court was shown a newspaper photo from 2018. That's less than a year after the crash, mind you. It showed the woman participating in a Christmas tree throwing contest. She was heaving a large spruce tree, or Fraser fir, whatever it is. The woman said, even though she may have looked happy, she was in excruciating pain at the time. The judge rightfully did not buy it.
A cop in Mississippi got arrested last Wednesday for shoplifting while on duty. She was in Dick's Sporting Goods, tried to get away with a $140 pair of shoes.
What?
Robin Connor was still in uniform when fellow officers got her into custody, and they took her to jail in her own squad car. The city council held a special meeting the next day and voted to fire her. I hope those were some amazing shoes.
They better have been. Some quick good news here. The singing barber has been blowing up TikTok by, as you might guess, singing to his clients while he cut their hair. Well, now Noah Peters did the same thing on last night's American Idol.
You start us off.
All right.
How's his follicles? Are they healthy?
Seen my share broken halos, folded wings that used to fly.
Peters lives in Benton, Tennessee, and he's the only barber in town. He's the only barber in town. Colin Stowe, a finalist last year, was his surprise client, although he didn't actually cut any hair. Noah received three yeses from the judges.
That's very cool. I love that story.
Absolutely.
I should watch American Idol again. Haven't seen it since, like, season two when they had William Hung on. A Maryland couple broke a world record by going to 135 concerts in a single year. That's one every 2.7 days. They saw Beyonce, Lizzo, Pitbull, Billy Joel, and 130 more. They say it cost them about $18,400.